people come, some regulars there. You have a question? One, start with the most important one for the success of your bhajan. This is like the first canto of Bhagavatam. Ask those questions which are relevant to solving the problem of death. That's the problem for everyone. So Bhagavatam starts off with six questions and takes 18,000 verses to answer six questions. It's a lot. We won't take that long. Not today. He's asking a question. How can we go? He said, I'm fortunate by Guru's grace, the mercy of Sri Guru and Radharani and Krishna. I'm able to pass my time and do bhajan, bhakti sadhana in Vrindavan. How can I deepen my relationship with Vrindavan? Nam Rup Guna Lila Dham Parishishta. They're one tattva. One bhav, one destination. So Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's lila, Krishna's holy dham, and parishishta means everything connected to the holy dham and everything connected to Krishna. Krishna's devotees, Krishna's temples, Krishna's holy places. Love me, love my Vrindavan. Love me, love my cows. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmanya Taya, Jagatitaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Namo. Very ancient, famous verse from Veda, glorifying the cows. They are Lakshmi Sarup. The cows represent Lakshmi. Lakshmi means goodness, fortune, success, happiness, health. Lakshmi. Sarva Mangalam. Sarva Pavitram. Lakshmi, or Gau Mata, is completely pure. Her sight is pure, her touch is pure, her taste is pure, her sound is pure. The go dwani. Oh, oh, oh. This is pavitram. Vishnu Kashank. Krishna Vamshi. Mahaprabhu Mridanga Karta. And Gomata. Oh, oh. This is Dwani, Mangala Dwani, most auspicious. If one hears the go Dwani from doso meter, tinso meter, everything is good. Everything becomes clean. All the ethers and the kash, very auspicious sound. So living in Vrindavan means loving and serving and associating with all these aspects of Krishna. Nam Rup Gun Lila Dham Parishishta. Parishishta includes the cows, includes the Brahmins, Radharaman Goswamis, Radhadamadar Goswamis, Gokul Vasis, Mathura Pandas, Gokul Pandas, Radhakun Pandas, the Brahmins, Goswamis, the Bhaktas, the Bhaktins, the Sadvis, the Sannyasis, Sadhus, Vidwa, the Widows, the Vairagis, all these personalities, the Flower Mali, the Noivazar Juice Wala. I've known him since I'm 26. Same place. The black hair became gray. The same bob. Same smile. 24/7. Happy. He's not selling juice, he's selling prem. What does he make? He sits there all day and gets 50 rupees. He has Radharani is taking care of him. He's just there to remind us of Brajadham. In Brajadham, there's no salary. There's no weekly wages. Monthly, Nanda Maharaj doesn't have a salary from the central government. Krishna doesn't have an allowance. Whatever he wants, he steals. In the West, in different countries, I'll give you $100 a week allowance. You want more? Get a job. You're my son. My father gave me $100. I'll give you $100. But Dad, your father gave you $100 100 years ago. So now give me $500. So no allowance. Only prem. Only seva. So to live in Vrindavan and live in a box and have your nose inside a paper is not living in Vrindavan. You can live in a box anywhere and put your nose inside a paper and turn the pages and don't cut your nose, be careful. Pages are very sharp. And that's not the meaning of living in Vrindavan. Living Vrindavan means sarusanga, sarusanga, sarva shastra hoy, lavamatra sarusanga, sarva siddhi hoy. I live by Krishna's divine blessings. We spent 15 years living in Vrindavan continuously, then we shifted here. So 17 or whatever it is, 20 or ends up 32. So in those 15 years, we were everywhere but our box. We are in our box for sleeping, in our box for eating, sometimes, many times, eating outside the box, in the temples, in the ashrams, with the sadhus, with the goswamis, in the market. Get a juice, Jai Sri Vishnu. This is practical life. I remember when I came in 77, first time, darshan, Braj Yatra, long ago, 1977. And everyone, all the guru bhais, they said, and of course only one guru, Prabhupada, they said, no need, don't, everywhere we go in the high sankirtan, and we go in the market, we buy some cream cheese and bread, and we say Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, and we eat, and then we sell books. Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. We buy some peach kefir and some buttermilk or any kind of good thing. Jai Sri Vishnu, Jai Sri Vishnu. Like this. So it's instant Mahaprasad. By chintana, by consciousness. The Maya Jagat becomes transformed by chit, chit shakti. This is Maya, Maya. This is Jada, Jad, Jad Prakriti. So the Jad Prakriti, material energy, it moves by chit shakti. It's transformed by chit shakti. It's spiritualized by chit shakti. How did Prahlad Maharaj make an offering? Ding, 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 ding. Idam, idam, etat padyam klim, ding na shringhaya nama. Idam argyam, idam argyam kling na shringhaya nama. Idam achamaniyam kling na shringhaya nama. Idam ana vyanjana mishna panayajina na vedyam kling na shringhaya nama. Kling krishnaya govindaya, ding, ding, ding. Agarbati, chalu, incense. Big chandi plate. Koine. Nothing but chit. Chit shakti. Ranikashipu, he said, whoa. Bhakta Prad, your mother just came out of the juicer, some fresh juice from the kitchen. So you please take and make you strong. So he took the juice and he said, Ajay, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. There's no Nishringa, Nishringa, Avirbhav Nehoga. Nishringa had not yet appeared yet, but he knew about Vishnu, he's a Vishnu Bhakta, right? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Parasevanam. When he discusses the nine lines of Bhakti and seventh canto of Bhagavatam, he says, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Parasevanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parasevanam. Vishnu, Smaranam. Om Narayan, not could be Narayan, but he said Vishnu. Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. Acha, Acha, Tropicana, 100% juice. No added sugar. No preservatives. The real thing. Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. Top, 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 top. Oh, don't throw it. Vrindavan. Transformation. The Atma contacting the Jada Prakriti, then it becomes spiritualized. It's not juice, it's it's Amritam. Vishnu Adhara Amritam. Vishnu Adhara. The nectar from the lips of Vishnu. Looking with one eye at someone, you become enemy. This is in the Veda Puran. So going like this, ha 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 ha, then that person become your enemy. Ha ha ha. Oh, oh, the sun's in my eye, my sun's in my eye. Then move away from the sun. Change your angle, what you, how you're talking. Never look at mother, father, anybody, one eye. No, no, but the sun's in my eyes. Move, Jack, because you can't move the sun. Sun, excuse me. Yeah, okay. So you move, not the sun. He said this is called Vaishnav Sarachar. Even they have monsters in fairy tales called the one-eyed cyclops. The cyclops. Some kind of rakshash. When I grew up, some fairy tale for children or something. It's called the cyclops. I don't know whatever the hell that is. He had one eye. So one eye is a manga. Even as, you know, bless his heart, one of my gurubhais is like this, but it says, that it says in the Puranas, in Jyotish Shastra, Jyotish Shastra, it's talking about adhikar, qualifications of proper, like in Hari Bhakti Vilas, this is the qualification of guru, this is the qualification of disciple. So in the Jyotishi Shastra, the Hora Shastra, about charts and all these things, so these are the qualities of the proper Jyotish. And these are the ones that are the dangerous ones, watch out, Savdhan. What is the quality? He has one eye. No one eye. Ekak. Disease, rogue, whatever. So he said, don't take it. He may be so expert calculation and Shastra Nipun and so many things, but his eye, so even I know one Western astrologer, his eye is not good. Is by Indian standard, nobody would go there. Western people don't know, so we're very popular. But usually the predictions are doubtful. His father's a Jyotishi, he knows these things. Brahmin, Pandit. Naya in Golok. So move out of the box. As I said, when we stayed there 15 years, we visited so many sannyasis. From different missions, Gaudiya missions, and so many Babajis, Gaudiya Babajis, Vrindavan, Varsana, Nandagram, Manasiganga, with questions. Because in the box, when I was in the box, I was studying the Shastra about Krishna and Radharani and Vrindavan and the Prem Tattva and the Rasa Tattva and the Leela Tattva and Nam Tattva. And I have questions. Naturally, if there is sincere study, then there must be Prashna. Must be questions. Because there's a vast unlimited wisdom and we are finite. We are finite with puny brains and limited minds and insufficient faculties of intelligence and rationale and logic. So many questions come. 5,000 years ago, Arjuna was full of shamshai. Do you know shamshai? Bhagavad Gita? Shamshai means doubts. Doubts means, I have a question. Which means, question means doubt. If you know, you know. If you don't know, you have a doubt. Do you know how to cook this thing? I have a doubt. I'll try. So, okay, well, you figure it out. Call me when you come. Invite me for lunch when you figure it out. But if you know, you know. There's no doubt. I know. So, you know. You said correctly that this Bhagavad Gita is full of questions. So Krishna's, when Krishna is telling him, Arjuna, he doesn't say, do you have any more questions? He says, do you have any more doubts? Arjuna is asking actual questions. Well, Krishna, of the two, of the Advaitin and the Bhakta, who is greater? Is the Advaitin or the Vaishnav? And then Krishna says, this 14th chapter, Gita, how he opens the chapter. Brahmano hi pratishtaham. Right? He says, I am the source of the Brahman. And so my devotees are higher than the Brahman because I am the very source. And they are worshipping the source of the jyoti that the Advaitins are aiming at. So Arjuna asks questions, and then Krishna says, do you have any more doubts? So there, as I studied, and as I continue to study, I continue to have questions, we go to sadhus. Since when I joined this spiritual mission in 1975, I was going to the sadhus, the saints and Brahmins, my seniors, and asking them questions about bhakti tattva. What is this bhakti? What is this Vrindavan? What are these cows? What are these temples? What are these Vaishnavas? What is this Yamuna? What is this Govardhan? So the first and primary thing to do in Vrindavan, as Prabhupada said, in one purport he said, if one lives in Vrindavan, he should study the books of the previous acharyas, like the six Goswamis, and speak according to your realizations. So studying the Shastras of the Goswamis and our Gaudiya Granths, our Gaudiya literature, chanting the holy name. In other words, living in Vrindavan means Panchanga Bhakti. You know this term, Panchanga Bhakti? Five limbs of Bhakti. They're mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami Pad. Twice. He says, Alpa Sparsha, Alpa means little bit. Niha bikramo na shushti pratyavayo na vidyate swapamapya siddharmasya chayate mahatoma. Krishna is telling in the second chapter of Gita, maybe verse 40, he says, swapam apya siddharmasya. A little contact with dharma, paradharma. Paradharma, Bhagavad Dharma, Sanatana Dharma, Vaishnava Dharma, not this Lokic Dharma, this Chaturvarga, Karmakanda. Little contact with this Vaishnava Dharma, Paradharma, then no more fear. Save you from the fear of Yamaraj or going to hell or animal birth. Niha bikramana. So this swapam. So Rupa Goswami is saying, swapam, Sparsha. These panchangas, swapam, sparsha, bab, upajai. A little contact with any one of these five practices and angas, bhakti angas, will bab, bhava bhakti, intense feelings of attachment and love and dedication and fixation on Krishna will arise in the heart. By a slight touch with Brajadam, Mathura Vasistali, a slight touch with the holy name, Nam Sankirtan, a slight touch with the sadhus, Sadhu Sangha, a slight touch of the Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Shravan Rasika Bhakta Sahasanga, to hear the Bhagavatam in association with advanced devotees, Rasik Sang, as they say in Hindi. Rasik Sang, the A is, that is Rasik Sangha, Sangha. And Thakurji, Alpa Sparsha Thakurji, a little touch of Thakurji, Radha Damodar, Banki Bihari, Radha Raman. Once when I were doing seva in Radha Damodar, 1989, we sat down on a piece of paper, we were trying to appreciate the Goswamis and their puja and their dedication and their love and attachment. So I calculated at that point the puja of Radha Damodar had been going on continuously without any break for something like 350 years or 400 years. So I multiplied 400 you know, 400 years times so many days times 8 artiks a day, 8 offerings a day, or 7. It came out to like 400,000 offerings, 400,000 artiks or something. Unbelievable. And I thought, wow. And Damodar had, at that time, he had a flute that was broken, the flute was bent, and it had a shabby curtain. It was a shabby curtain. It was all tattered curtain when they opened the curtain for Darshan, and where ISKCON was all shiny and looking beautiful and all, everything pukka new. But I thought, okay, that's fine. 20 years old. But this is 400 years. Appreciate that bhav, that dedication, that sincerity, the unbroken line, father, the son, the father, the son, the son, the father, the son. Unbelievable. So this is swapam sparsha, bhava pujai, slight touch with Thakurji, Sri Murti Seva is the term in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So live in Vrindavan, chant the holy name, worship Thakurji, hear the Bhagavatam, associate with the sadhus, and living in the Dham. That's the Panchanga Bhakti. Right? So how to increase my relationship with Vrindavan, how to increase my attachment to Vrindavan is to go and visit all the temples and pray and understand about the Thakurji and interact with all the members all of his family. And what prevents all of this from happening? It says alpa sparsha. Alpa means a little. Little contact, little touch. Bhava will come. If bhava is not coming, that means aparad. Thakurji aparad, Vrijvasi aparad, Jiva aparad, Kuta aparad, Bandar aparad, Shastra aparad, Vaishnava aparad. So this Vrindavan, Brajavas, is like a razor's edge. You can get bhav very quickly if you play it right. If you don't play it right, you'll get many rebirths. Many rebirths. Two B's. Bhav or birth. You get bhav, no birth. If you don't get bhav, then birth. So it's purity of purpose. Purity of motivation. You must be nishtha in our goal. Of the five Panchanga Bhakti, the most important one is Sadhu Sangha. Because it's in the Sadhu where all the holy tirthas, it's in the second canto, Yudhisthira glorifying Vidura. Or first canto, yeah, it's first canto. All the holy tirthas, all the Dhamma is inside the Sadhu. The holy name is inside the Sadhu. Govinda Vishram. Narottam Das Thakur says, Govinda Vishram. Govinda is resting in the heart of the sadhu. And the Bhagavat is in his heart and mind. He speaks the Bhagavat. He opens his mouth, comes the Bhagavat. Bhagavat Amrit Nadi. Bhagavat Amrit Nadi. The river Nadi of nectar. So seek the sadhus and you'll get the Dham. You'll get the Nam. You'll get the Bhagavatam, and you'll get Thakurji. You'll get Krishna. You find genuine sadhu, you attain Krishna. Sadhu darshan, without offense, gives you Krishna's darshan. Sadhu darshan means two things. Drishti, to see with the eyes, and see with the mind. Darshan means to see, and darshan means philosophy. And philosophy, tattva siddhanta is grasped with the mind and intelligence, man and buddhi. So this is how to attain perfection by sadhu sangha. Darshan, Oh, I see the sadhu. Pavachram. Pavachram Darshan. Mangalam Prabha. Prabhav. Mangala Prabhav. Very auspicious energy around the sadhu. People just go to be near sadhus. Sadhus are leading kirtan. They don't even know the sadhu. The sadhu doesn't know them. But they'll go, they'll travel large distance just to be there in that kirtan. To be with that pure name and to be with that sadhu, the prabhav, the radiation, the influence. It's something extraordinary. When you're with sadhus and saints, you feel the energy. So this is something about Vrindavan. We have to understand what are the specialities. The specialities of Vrindavan, they're not available anywhere else in the universe. Anywhere on this planet, you can take books, you can take a little murti, and you can study. You can study and develop your bhakti slowly. But in Vrindavan, we study the shastras and we chant the name, but all these other aspects, only in Vrindavan is there Barsana. You go to Barsana. People make look-alike Barsanas and look-alike Nandagrams and look-alike Saptalaya Mandirs. I see in different places in the world. They have the seven temples of the Goswamis. It's nice. It's a nice picture, a replica, reminder. But it's like, is there a difference between a picture of a beautiful girl and sitting next to one? Is there a difference between a picture of a beautiful girl and sitting next to her, or a handsome man? Something. It's called the living, the shakti, the living energy. We have a phrase in America, often duplicated, never imitated. You can duplicate some. You're gonna try to. Oh, he's super famous. He's wearing those kind of clothes. Let me wear those clothes. You'll never be famous. You can wear every kind of clothes like him, but you'll never be famous. You can duplicate it. You can't imitate. You can't be that person. So Vrindavan is the same way. The samadhis, the temples, the Parikrama Marg. The sacred trees, there are great sages and rishis, and the creepers and latas are all lady devotees and devis from the heavenly planets that come to Braj as creepers. And munis and rishis and vashishta, they're all here as trees, and it's a phenomenal place. So when you learn about Vrindavan tattva, first thing, say if you move to Moscow, first thing you'll do is get a road map, find out where. What's the street? What's going on here? Where's Main Street and all these places? You want to familiarize yourself and know about the place and the people. Where are the parks and where's the disco and where's the library? You know, where's the places? And you have to. And that's the first year or so. You're just trying to get in the groove of the place. So when coming to Vrindavan means, really, frankly speaking, living in Vrindavan means living in Vrindavan, in Brajadam. So as there's a big, fat English book. It comes three fat ones. Like, you know, three fat ones. Let's put it that way. And they're in English. In India, it's only this big. Bengali, it's this big. But in English, it's very fat. What is it? Heavy. But there, the main point, it takes a lot of fat to get to the main point. the main point that the Vrindavan that Gopa Kumar lived in 500 years ago, 50 years ago, 5 years ago, 5 minutes ago, right now. Oh, excuse me, what's your name? Isn't it Gopa Kumar? Gopa Kumar Agarwal, right? So the Vrindavan of right now today, he had to go all over the place and change his consciousness, enter all different levels of consciousness. He didn't go anywhere. He was sitting in Govardhan. But in consciousness, he transformed and had all these experiences in the whole plane of consciousness. Because if you go to Indraloka or you go to Shivaloka, it's not a planet, it's a state of consciousness. You go to Vishnuloka, it's a state of consciousness. You go to Goloka, it's a state of consciousness. It's not that he had a rocket ship. Booster one. Janaloka. Okay, oh, hey, Janaloka. Okay, now I'm on Tapaloka. Tapaloka, all the yogis. Hey, just meditate. No, I want to see Gopa. I want to touch him. Just meditate. He's in your heart. Meditate. Ah, shut up. Get your rocket. Go beyond Tapaloka to Brahmaloka. Hey, Brahmaji. And then, oh, then get refuel in Brahmaloka. And then fly off to Shivaloka. then go to Ayodhya and go to Kimpurushaloka and visit Hanuman. Then go to Ayodhya and see Sita Devi. And then go to see, then he didn't go anywhere. he just went around Govardhan Purkama. But he went off. But sometimes people explain Brihad Bhagavatamritam like this. They don't understand what it's all about. But he's traveling, you know, like some, he had to change his body thousands of times. Because the same Gopa Kumar went through that whole space odyssey, spiritual odyssey of 3 fat volumes. That same Gopa Kumar, at the end, what is the end? Was the end 50 million years later? 10,000 births later? He was worshipping Gopal and got a Gopal mantra, a 10-syllable Gopal mantra when he got Diksha to worship Gopal and Sakyaras. And he went through all those states of consciousness. And then that same coward boy from Govardhan, he embraced Gopal. And then he came back. He said, "This Gopal's here. And I was always with Gopal and I never realized it." That is the main teaching of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita with all those big fat books. That this Brajadam is that Brajadam. There is no difference. Boma Vrindavan and Nitya Vrindavan is one. The only difference is chit, consciousness. What is Gopa Kumara's consciousness and what is our consciousness? Oh, can I answer that later? Privately. I really don't want to say in public, you know. A few things I want to, you know, just keep secret between you and me, or maybe not even you, just me.